Let's start by putting a face on the teams of people who are still struggling in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy a year and 4 months later.
Sure. We have homeowners, of course, you know, thousands of homeowners who are still displaced or trying to rebuild their homes. We've got folks who are living in the second floor of their house or perhaps living in a trailer in their driveway. I've talked to people in that situation. And then also we have renters who are sort of a group that we hear from less often who have maybe been put in temporary housing or are still struggling to find a new home after their rental unit was damaged.
At town hall meetings, which you've been attending this year, the phrase, the slow pace of rebuilding, has come up, you know, all the time. It touches on a lot of different issues. Can you explain a few of the big ones for us?
I think early on we were seeing lots of problems with lost paperwork or improperly trained caseworkers. The state actually terminated a contract with one of its subcontractors over, quote, performance issues to try and address some of those. And paperwork aside, the Christie administration, you know, we very often hear them complain about the federal requirements that slow down the distribution of grant money. So things like environmental reviews on properties, historic assessments, a federal requirement that construction work has to stop while an application is being processed or finalized.
And this can lead to some of the finger pointing that we've been reading about in the news.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's parlay that idea into this next stop, which is the Washington Subcommittee hearing of federal, state, and local officials set up to examine post-Sandy coordination efforts. It's going to be chaired by Senator Bob Menendez. What can you expect or what can we expect from a subcommittee hearing like this? How might it improve coordination efforts?
Well, I think Senator Menendez hopes that by having a conversation with the federal government that he can communicate some of the issues that his constituents are dealing with and hopefully see them addressed. Menendez has said that he doesn't want this to be, you know, a blame game, the state blaming the feds and the feds blaming the state for the slow pace of recovery. But Menendez did meet with a dozen or so people impacted by the storm on Monday, and so he plans to pass along the remarks that he heard from them and try and find solutions. But I also think you'll hear people say that recoveries like this just take time, that the scope of the damage from Sandy isn't something that can be put back together as fast as we might like.
One more thing, I've seen in the news that there might be an extension of federal funds to those who need money for housing accommodations. Has there been any movement on this, or might there be?
The state has asked to extend the temporary benefits that about 1,000 or so families are still receiving from FEMA. Most of those families are getting help paying rent. About 36 are housed at Fort Monmouth and a couple dozen in mobile homes. But that's a decision that will come from the White House.
Thanks so much, Tracy.
Thank you, Jennifer.